to The Golfing Mind, the podcast which looks at the game of golf in general, but the mental game of golf in particular. When I meet clients for the first time, they have a very simple request, which is they want to play better golf more consistently and enjoy themselves more. Because I meet people who say they don't enjoy playing anymore and have come close to giving up. In fact, I've met people who have given up. They said after one particular hideous round, which had followed a series of previously bad rounds, they just hung the clubs up and said they didn't want to play anymore. But a lot of the people that come to me say, I just want to play better golf, which is fine. There's lots of things we can talk about and areas we can explore to help them unlock the combination. Because I believe we all have four fundamental aspects to our game. We have our swing, we have our beliefs, we have our approach, we have our thought or attitude processes, and each one of them for me has a number. And we all have a unique combination, I think so anyway. So I think there are general rules that work for everybody, but when you're working one-to-one, so what I teach one professional may almost contradict what I teach another, because it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. But the clients who come to me, possibly with the greatest, and I use this word very jovially, but the greatest distress, if jovial can ever be a sort of a term used for the word distress, it's a sort of the players who come to me and say they've got the yips. And I've met people with the putting yips is by far the most common. The wedge yips is the second most common, and the least common and equally destructive is the driving yips, which is, you think, how can you have the yips with the driver? But I've seen it. I've seen people who on the practice ground are perfect, and on the first tee, scratch player will hit one off the toe 100 yards offline. It's extraordinary. So when I work with people with the yips, the first thing I tell them is they have an origin. You know, they didn't just appear out of nowhere from outer space or by magic. There is a reason you have the yips, and generally it comes from what I call a collapse in confidence, married to an intrinsic fear of playing a bad shot or the yip happening. So what you've done is, rather than throw water on the fire, you've just thrown petrol, because you've lost your confidence, which is never a good thing, and now you're visualizing disaster, which is a terrible thing. So how do I help or work with people who have the yips? Well, I'd like to share with you today just a couple of things that I do that have been very, very effective. I did a lot of research when I was working on my second book, which is called Silent Mind Putting. And I was amazed when I heard that Bernhard Langer had had the yips as a professional golfer, not once, not twice, but three times, and he overcame them. So if you're playing at the highest level under the greatest scrutiny and the most demanding pressure, the yips are not a good thing. But to overcome the yips and return to a level of world-class excellence indicates beyond any doubt that if you have the yips, they can be overcome. So I'd like to give you a few pointers and tips today. So the first thing I tell anyone who has the yips, be it on the greens, in the wedge department, or with the driver, is you have to reassure yourself and believe beyond any doubt at all that you're going to overcome it. It's not permanent. It is something that is happening. You may not understand why it's happening. Now, I've had people say to me, well, I jab at my putts because I have an involuntary twitch in my wrist. And I thought, God, that's awful. And then I started doing research, put on the putting book, and read accounts of is it neurologists and sports physiologists who have indicated that this involuntary twist is not a neurological condition, which means it's not they have an illness or they have a condition which makes this happen. Because the people that tell me they yip with a putter, I say, well, do you yip when you put a filet mignon on your knife and bring it to your mouth? Do you poke yourself in the eye? Or when you are picking up a coffee, do you miss the handle? And they go, well, no. I said, right, so this involuntary twitch only occurs when you have a putter in your hand. They go, yes. I go, right. So we know it's not neurological, so we have to find the cause. And the cause for many people is, again, goes back to the twofold thing I mentioned earlier, is absolute loss of confidence, a belief that this is inevitable, and then thinking, I'm going to hit a bad shot. What this causes is tension, extreme tension. So you've suddenly gone from being loose and relaxed to quite tight and fast. And what then happens is you sort of stand over the ball and you try and take the putt before you're actually ready to take it, because you just want it over with. And I've seen people three putt from 2 feet. I've seen people take four putts from 2 feet when they've jabbed it 6 feet past. Because what they think is involuntary is the subconscious thing. It's that they just want it over with. So again, I'm not going to go into techniques and how to overcome this, because that would take a long time, and all things being equal, all things aren't equal. But the one thing I do recommend immediately to the players, the first time I meet them, and I'm happy to share this with you, is to close your eyes and do not putt for at least 3 seconds, and then putt. That's it. I mean, just close your eyes, because if you take away the visual input of the ball and the club head, then we can now use the imagination to visualize more clearly a good shot. With the wedge players, I've done the same thing. I said, close your eyes. And they say, well, how do I hit the ball with my eyes closed? I said, just trust the swing. I might ask them to put the ball on a little tee peg just to give them more confidence, but more often than not, close your eyes. And with the driver, you know, I'll ask them again the same thing. I say, get teed up, get ready, and close your eyes. Now, the driver can be a harder club to hit with your eyes closed, because there's that tendency to swing too fast. But closing one's eyes is a good thing. The second thing is you have to stop worrying about outcome. Now, easier said than done, I know, but it's absolutely critical you do not become obsessed with perfection. You know, the people I know who are prone to the yips have in common a couple of qualities. Then they may not apply to you, but the two qualities I've noticed is they are people who hate losing, or are not necessarily, and they're ultra competitive. I mean, they're really very, very competitive individuals. Now, this is a generalization and it may not apply to all, so please don't write to me and say, my friend's very relaxed and he has the yips, because, I mean, I accept that happens. And the other thing is they have a higher expectation of their ability than exists. You know, they have a higher expectation of perfection than many other people. But if we are willing to say, okay, I'm going to hit this putt, it's a 2 foot putt, I really shouldn't miss. I was playing in St Andrews on the old course in a competition with friends. Wasn't the Open Championship. I've not been given an exemption this year either, come to think of it, most odd. Anyway, but was on these big double greens, and I'd given myself a lot of long putts, and I rolled them up to 3 feet, between 2.5 and 3 feet, even 2 feet. And I must have missed 5 putts of under 3 feet that day. It was extraordinary. But here's the interesting thing. I expected to make the first putt. I always expect to make putts. And as I say in my book, expect to make them, be surprised when you miss. So when I miss a short three-foot putt, I thought, oh. I went to the next situation where I had a short putt, and again I thought, well, okay, just roll it in. And I pushed it, the first one I pulled. So that was two in a row. So I get to the third situation, I've got a short putt, and now doubts entered my mind. I'm thinking, well, this should... Now, even I, you know, physician, heal thyself, I hear you say, and quite right too. But there was that moment where I thought, I could miss this. But by the time we got to the fourth hole, I was thinking, I'm going to make this putt. But deep down inside, in the deepest part of my mind, a little voice is going, you're going to miss. So it happens. But what I understand is that in golf, in a career in golf or in a year in golf, you're going to have a day when the putts just all drop and days when they don't. What you don't need to do is put undue pressure on yourself. So that's what I did. And the next time I played, it was back to normal. So that's really my sort of short reflection today on the yips. If you have them, believe they're temporary and that you will, you know, what you've unconsciously created, you can consciously uncreate. Number two, be aware of your confidence levels. Don't go in expecting to hit a bad shot. Two, don't visualize failure. Don't think, don't hit a bad shot. And if you do hit a bad shot, ask yourself, what happened there? For the putting stroke in particular, get in touch with me or let me know if you really get the bad yips. But the first exercise I'd have you do is to close your eyes when you putt. Even on long putts, just to take out the visual aspects. A lot of it is visual. The other thing people often do is they reverse their putting style. If you're right-handed, you're left-handed, left-handed, right, because you're using different muscles by doing that, which is also a good thing to do. But if Bernard Langer can get them three times and overcome them three times, I have no doubt you can overcome them, whatever they may be. As always, I encourage you to go to the Online Golf Academy. And there'll be a new course coming up shortly on putting. And I look forward to welcoming you in the academy there. If you go to the link in the podcast sign up, all information will be revealed. Enjoy your golf. Have a great time. And I look forward to speaking with you all again very, very soon.